بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي زيد أسامة بن زيد بن حارثة مولى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وحبه وابن حبه قال. Still in this chapter of exercising patience and acquiring the quality of patience, Hazrat Abu Zayd Usama ibn Zayd ibn Haritha, who was the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his beloved and the son of his beloved, he says, Arsalat bintu Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had sent a message to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the daughter Hazrat Zainab, and all of these are the Ahle Bayt, all the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his daughters, everyone. The Ahle Bayt are not only Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Fatima, Hazrat Hassan Hussein radiyallahu anhuma, they are definitely the Ahle Bayt for which we have the greatest love. But the Ahle Bayt is not these, all the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his daughters, all his family are all the Ahle Bayt. So anyway, Hazrat Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha had sent a message to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The message was, Inna ibni qad ihtudhira fa ashhadna, that my baby, my child is in sakarat, is in the pangs of mort. Please come and be present with us here at this time when my baby is passing away. فَأَرْسَلَ يُقْرِهُ السَّلَامُ وَيَقُولُ, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam send a message in return, and in the message Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave salams also to his daughter Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he sent this message to her, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا أَخَذْ وَلَهُ مَا عَطَى, that everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala which He takes. We all belong to Allah Ta'ala. In other words, the meaning of Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, we all belong to Allah, and Allah on its appointed time, how long time He had appointed it for in this dunya, will be here. When the time comes for Allah to take His amanat back, He takes it back. وَلَهُ مَا عَطَى, and whatever Allah gives is also not ours, it also belongs to Allah. It is just an amanat, a temporary time by us, whether it be our children, whether it be our parents, our family members. And if we understand this, in this there is great solace. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoled her very greatly that your child Allah gave only for this little while. For whatever the time the child how old the child was, only for so much time Allah had sent the child, and we must be happy with whatever Allah decrees, and we got no choice in the matter. Allah Ta'ala, He has decreed and He does as He wants to. For our own solace, if we think of it carefully, is just to accept Allah's command. Nobody can fight Allah. Nobody can fight the decree of Allah Ta'ala. When maut is written, it is written. Nobody can change that. Our maut, anyone else's maut, nobody can change it. But when we submit to it and accept it, we find ourselves in great solace and peace. So everything what Allah has given belongs to Him. What He takes belongs to Him. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, and everything has got a fixed time by Allah Ta'ala, and nobody can change that by 1 second, bring it forward or delay it in the least. But in the Quran Sharif, Allah explains the scene of maut, that all are present, doctors are present, amils are present, great awliya making dua are present, but when that maut is written and the soul has to depart, nobody can do anything about it whatsoever. We make our efforts with medicine, etc., with duas, but what Allah has predestined, that will definitely take place, and according to that, everything will happen. فَالْتَصْبِيرُ وَالْتَحْتَسِيرُ, So, oh my daughter Zainab, you make sabr. This is the important thing, accept it. And, well, tahtasib, have great hope in the rewards which Allah Ta'ala will give. If a person makes sabr, there are great, great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. Emotionally, physically, our body also. If we learn to accept, we find great peace. If we want to fight, we can fight nobody. Who can fight Allah Ta'ala? And who can fight the decree of Allah Ta'ala? We are just harming ourselves and making ourselves more miserable and making ourselves fight with ourselves, and there is no result whatsoever in that. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent this message to her. فَأَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِ تُقْسِمُ عَلَيْهِ لَيَأْتِيَنَّهَا. Then Nabi Sallallahu, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she got this message, she sent another message to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, taking qasam on Allah Ta'ala that he must come and visit. Not only send the message, whatever important work Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every moment was in deen and he was occupied. So he had sent this message, make sabr. Your child is in this difficulty, Allah will give the rewards, etc. But it was the daughter, and she wanted the father, the Nabi of Allah, to be present when her little innocent baby was passing away. So she took a qasam on Allah, you must come. So then, faqama, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up. وَمَعَهُ سَعَدْ بْنُ عُبَادَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ. And his great, great Sahaba were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sa'ad ibn Ubada, Mu'adh ibn Jabal رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ, Ubay ibn Ka'ab رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ, Zayd ibn Thabit رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ, وَرِجَالٌ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمْ. And other Sahaba also, these great, great Sahaba were present. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up to go, then all of them also stood up and they went with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In front we read that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went there, what transpired and how the child had passed away at that time. May Allah Ta'ala grant us sabr and also to understand the importance of the matters of deen. When Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith rahmatullah alayhi's father had passed away, of course, many, many people wanted to come who couldn't. In those days, traveling was not so easy. Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi sent a message to all the close associates of his father and told them that you don't have to come now and give me consolence and come for ta'ziyat. Alhamdulillah, I'm quite content with what Allah has decreed. But how long it would have taken you to come and return again, the time, and how much money it would cost you to come and return again. Spend that time not at one time, spread it out. And all that money also not at one time, gradually. Spend so much money, give so much time in reading Quran, etc., and passing the sawab to my father. My father will appreciate that much, much more than you people coming here. So to get the priorities of deen in order is a very important thing. We normally act on our emotions and we have to show face. And that is also just to show people that I was also present. But to do things for the pleasure of Allah and to have that deep understanding of deen, very few people are blessed with that. And even less have the courage to act on it after that. Otherwise, we just go with the sway, with how everyone is doing, we also just do accordingly. So here also we see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for his own grandchild, first he did not go, but when the daughter demanded, so to say, then he submitted and went. And then in front we read the great relevant parts with regard to sabr, etc., and how we should conduct ourselves in life. وآخر دعوانا.